from down under cyberspace at sablues.org, transmitted through the ether and downloaded to your mobile media device, comes a podcast special. It is Jerome Duvendance presenting the ABC of the Blues, and this is part 4, the final. Join me as I open the vault, consult the archives, and explore the rich, fertile history of the Blues. And while in the archives and viewing the alphabetical listing of the musicians there, I thought I would, over a series of podcasts, present the ABC of the Blues, whereby I go through the alphabet and for each letter select notable artists whose names start with that particular letter, artists who in some way are indicative of the blues genre, and handpick significant recordings by those particular artists. And this is the final in Jerome Duvendance's opus of the ABC of the Blues. Part 4 begins with the letter R. R is for religion. R is for the Reverend, the very Reverend Gary Davis, that is, born 1896 and died in 1972, a self-taught guitarist and a composer of religious and secular music. He was ordained as a minister of the Free Baptist Connection Church in Washington, North Carolina. After that, he usually refused to perform any blues. Ah, the dichotomy of the sacred and the profane. Well, the very Reverend Gary Davis is not the only musician to turn his back on the secular and exalt the sacred. With his mellow finger-picking style of playing, here is Reverend Gary Davis with some pure religion.
I say you must have the pure religion. You must have religion in your soul converted. John say you must have that pure religion, must have religion in your soul converted, must have that pure religion, can't cross yet. John say you must have religion in your soul converted, must have that pure religion, can't cross yet. Where you going, old liar? Where you going, I say? Going to the river of Jordan, you can't cross that. John say you must have that. Talk to me, dear. Must have that. John say you must have that. Talk to me, dear. Must have that. Here come the joker. Oh, he one old drunker with a bottle in his pocket. Get that bottle out of your hand. Don't you can't cross there. John say you must have that what? Must have that pure religion. Can't cross that. John say you must have that. Must have a religion in your soul converted. Must have that. Cross that. Where you going, old gambler? Where you going, I say? Where you going? Throw them cards away. Don't you can't cross that. John say you must have that. Oh yeah. Must have that. John say you must have that. Must have a religion in soul converted. Must have that. Cross here. Where you going, old liar? Going to tell some lie. Where you going? Stop telling your lie. Don't you can't cross there. John say you must have what? Must have that pure religion. Lord, say, was howling. Was howling, pure religion. Can't cross that. Wait, one bank slider. Here you come slide. Where you going? Stop sliding, don't you can't cross that. Y'all say, was howling. Was howling. Was howling. Cross that, y'all say you must have talk. Talk. Must have that. Y'all say you must have that. Must have a little. Must have that beauty living. Here comes this peace breaker. Wait, what peace breaker? Stop your peace breaking now. Don't you can't cross there. Y'all say what's happening. Must have a little smoker. Must have that. You can shout, but you must have that. Must have that too. Wait, what, old hypocrite? Wait, what, I always in a Christian way. Stop your hypocrite and don't you care cross that. Y'all say what's howling. What you talking about? What's howling?
R is for an itinerant blues singer and guitarist who lived from 1911 through to 1938. He recorded 29 songs between 1936 and 37, and that was for the American Record Corporation, which released 1178 records on the Vocalion label. Many myths surround the man, but one thing is for sure, this African-American who lived in the South during the Great Depression created a type of blues that has an intensity and richness about it that today, 80 years down the track, it has a worldwide reach and appeal. That man, Robert Johnson.
It's gonna be so. You can't make the winter be. this dry long soul. You better come on in my kitchen, 'cause it's going to be raining outdoors.
Next up, a preacher man, a pastor, once hostile towards secular music, but at the age of 25, he turned his back on the sacred and embraced the profane. Once he witnessed the playing of the bottleneck guitar, he was baptized by the blues, just as well because he went on to develop a driving rhythmic playing style on the guitar and vocals that had an emotional intensity, qualities at the core of Delta Blues. The man, S is for Son. Son House, born 1902 and passed on in 1988. Here he is with some Delta Blues.
This is Son House, and Leroy Williams gonna play you a little piece here at Lake Carmen, Mississippi. How about it? Bust a biscuit, that song.
Back door someday.
black girl someday.
This is for Skip. Skip James, born 1902, died 1969. In 1931, James traveled to Crafton, Wisconsin to record for Paramount. These recordings sold poorly due to the Great Depression. After that, Skip drifted into obscurity, and during this time, he embraced the sacred and deserted the profane. Thankfully, it didn't last. His fast and clean finger-picking style had more to do with the Piedmont blues of the East Coast rather than the Delta blues of his native Mississippi. Here is Skip James back on board with the secular, and with his unique vocal style, a chilling and forlorn falsetto. Have a listen.
Goodbye. don't drink whiskey. My baby don't drink whiskey. She don't even drink no wine. So it was nothing but the old devil. He don't change my baby's mind. Got a mind, got a mind. You know, I lived there last night. I lived there last night. Tried to take me some rest. My mind got to rambling like a waggy from the way, from the way, from the way. Ain't no need you come running. Ain't no need you come running. I would rather to be the devil, honey, than to be your man.
John Astaire's, born 1899, died 1977. He teamed with mandolinist Yank Rachel and harmonica player Hammy Nixon, and together they created what Big Bill Brinsey called Crime Blues. Recorded in 1935 on the Champion label, here is Sleepy John Astaire's with Drop Down Mama.
What you tryna put on me? Well, mama, she don't allow me to fool around all night long. Now I may look like I'm crazy, for don't do no right from wrong. Go away from my window, quit scratching on my screen. You look a dirty mistreat, I know just what you mean. Well, my mama, she don't allow me to fool around all night long. Now I may look like I'm crazy, for don't do no right from wrong. make me tired, got a handful of, give me a mouthful of my job right. Well, my mama, she don't allow me to fool around all night long. Now I may look like I'm crazy, poor John doing all right from wrong. Woman, I'm loving one teeth, solid gold, that's on this woman a mortgage on my soul. Well, my mama, she don't allow me to fool round all night long. Now I may look like I'm crazy, poor John doing all right from wrong. See me come and put your man outdoor, you know I ain't no stranger, done been here before. Well, my mama, she don't allow me to fool round all night long. Now I may look like I'm crazy, poor John doing all right from wrong.
This is for Sam. Sam Chatmon, born 1899, son of an ex-slave, and his musical roots stretch back to the earliest form of the blues. Sam, Bo, and Lonnie teamed up with fiddler Walter Vinson to form the Mississippi Shakes, and that was around 1928. He went his own way in the mid-30s, working as a farmer and a night watchman. He came out of musical retirement in the 60s and was a popular feature at many of the blues and folk festivals of that time. Sam died in 1983. Here he is with Vicksburg Blues.
I got those Vicksburg blues, so many places I go. I got those Vicksburg blues, so many places I go. Sad night reason I sing 'em, 'cause I love that soul. There's Vicksburg on a high hill, woman loves Anna just below. There's Vicksburg on a high hill, Louisiana, just below. If you just take me back, woman, I won't be bad no more. I don't like this old place, swear I never will. I don't like this old place, but I never will. 'Cause Natchez on a level, Vicksburg on a hill. Oh, yes it is, boy. Back home, woman, I'm going there to stay. When I go back home, woman, I'm gonna stay. I I didn't have no idea. Treat me this dirty way. Says Dick Bite, Mississippi, place I cradle thee. Says Dick Bite, Mississippi, place I cradle thee. I got a good, cool, kind woman waiting there for me.
Crying Kate's mama, crying so low to learn me. Crying Kate's mama, so low.
Which brings us to the letter T. T is for Tommy. Tommy Johnson, a Delta blues pioneer. That's Canned Heat Blues that you hear in the background. And on the next track, Cool Drink of Water Blues. Have a listen to his voice changing from a deep rumble to a woeful falsetto, while all the time playing in that driving rhythmic style of the early Delta blues.
I thought, yeah, she gave me gasoline. I didn't pour water, gave me gasoline. I thought, and she gave me gasoline. Lord, good Lordy, Lord. Right, Lord, I wonder, but I ever get back home. Cry, Lord, will I ever get back home? Lord, good Lordy, Lord. I went to the devil, looked up on the bow. I had a gun, I love it. It is the bomb, train bed go. He's dodging your barrel, blowing his smoke on you. I sing you, Lord, smoke on you, Lord, good Lordy, Lord. Lord, I had a conductor, could I ride him blind? Come on, no, you're not your man, ride him blind. Done by your, caught it training, none of mine. Done by your chicken, training, none of mine. Done by your sorry training, none of my Lord, good Lordy, Lord. Training, none of my. Thank you.
is for Tampa. Tampa Red, born 1904, died 1981. In 1928, he became the first black musician to play a national steel-bodied resonator guitar, the loudest and showiest guitar available before amplification. On it, he developed his trademark bottleneck style, playing single-string runs. His big break came being hired to accompany Ma Rainey, and he began recording in 1928 with It's Tight Like That, a bawdy and humorous style that became known as Hook'em.
Woke up this morning about to break out day, lay my head on the pillow, baby's laying on, it's tight like that. Tight like that. Baby, but it's good, honey, and it's tight like that. Aunt Jane had a boy, his name was Snow, broke all the locks off the hen house door. Tight like that. Tight like that. Baby, but it's good, honey, and it's tight like that. Poor little spider going up the wall, he's going up there to get his ashes all. Tight like that. Tight like that. Baby, but it's good, honey, and it's tight like that. Mama and Papa down in the cell, what you're doing down there, it's awful hard to tell. Tight like that. Tight like that. Baby, but it's good, honey, and it's tight like that. Grandma love Grandpa's soul, shakes up to him like she went before. It's tight like that. Do-do-do-do-do. It's tight like that. Do-do-do-do-do. Baby, but it's good, honey, and it's tight like that. Sam and old Henry was two good pals, till Sam caught Henry kissing his gal. Tight like that. Do-do-do-do-do. Tight like that. Do-do-do-do-do. Honey, but it's good, honey, and it's tight like that. I looked at the clock, clock struck one. Look here, baby, let's have some fun. Tight like that. Tight like that. Baby, but it's good, honey, and it's tight like that. Say, you got a dollar, I got a dime. Let's go down the alley, let's buy some wine. Tight like that. Tight like that. Baby, but it's good, honey, and it's tight like that.
Which brings us to the letter U. U is for Ulmer. James Blood Ulmer, in fact, born in 1940 in rural St. Matthews, that's in South Carolina. And born to God-fearing parents who gave him a strict Baptist upbringing. Didn't do him any harm because he developed a jagged and stinging style on the guitar, a style that embraces blues, jazz, and funk. His 2007 album, Bad Blood in the City, includes this track about the pathos of Katrina.
Katrina, ran a whole lot of people out of town. She was coming. All them rich and evil could not be found. Katrina, jamming a whole lot of rain and rain.
which brings us to the letter V. V is for Victor, Vocalion, Vanguard, all record labels that thankfully recorded many African American artists during the 20s and 30s. V is also for Viola. Here is Viola James and The Congregation. Certain traditions rooted in Africa continue to the present day in African American spiritual practices. The call and response style of gospel singing, in which the congregation responds in unison, is like the so-called line singing of the old field songs and hollers. Well, taking us from the profane and praising the sacred, here is Viola James and The Congregation with the spiritual, Travelin', Trying to Make Heaven My Home. Is also for Vaughan, one Stevie Ray Vaughan, born 1954, died prematurely 1990. A remarkable blues guitarist credited with single-handedly igniting the blues renaissance of the 1980s.
The sky is crying.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the tears roll down my nose.
We are now up to the letter W, and it is time to bring out the Willies. And there are certainly some big Willies in this lot. W is for Willie Dixon, one of the first professional blues songwriters to benefit in a serious and material way. He fought the injustices of the music industry, and in the 1980s he began working with various organizations to help secure copyrights on behalf of blues songwriters who, like himself, had been deprived of revenue during the previous decades. A producer, a songwriter, a bassist and singer, he helped Muddy Waters, Howling Wolf, Little Richard and others find their most commercially successful voices. Well, from his album I Am the Blues, here is Willie Dixon with Backdoor Man.
6 feet of ground. I am the black gold man. I am the black gold man. Well, the men don't know, but the little girls, they understand.
Talking about the days of years ago, count from 1908 on up to the original years. Back in the years of those days, blues had started to be original in 1914. From then until the wartime, people always had times from blues on up to original blues. Then on up to 1920, the change blues. After then, there was more blues. After then, there come the jazz blues, something like this. And after then, there's more blues, come the fast pieces. And after then, it come the blues of change, getting in the alley loop. People call it the alley. Call it in the colored race of blues. Now we take our white race of the southern states. They play a little indifferent when we color people. Now here's some of their pieces. That's the idea of the white people. Now you come back to the color, they have a different type of playing. Now we have some pieces go like this. And that's the color. Here's our color again. Still, we have still down in the alley of blues, just like the white when they play the Yolen song, but we have our blues a little different. Thanks.
Now, where did you grow up, Blind Willie?
I grew up down in South Georgia. Statesboro, Georgia was my real home. I was born at Thompson, Georgia, 134 miles of Atlanta, 37 miles west of Augusta.
Well, how long have you been a musician?
Well, I take my music when I was quite a child, but in the period of time, I quit for 8 years. After the 8 years, I went back to playing as I entered into blind school, Macon, Georgia. I continued my playing up until 1927, the 18th day of October, when I made record for the Victor Record people. And from then up until 1932, I played for the Victor people alone, by myself. But in the period of time, In 1929, I made records for the Columbia people, changing my name to Blind Samuel. I was the authorizer of this song, Come On Round to My House Mama, Cigarette Blues, and the Atlanta Strut, and so on. And after then, I worked with the Vocalion people of 1933, taking up an odd job, paying you a small sum of money of $50 a week. But they was getting all the records of blues that they can, which we call the Alley. And after the period of time, I picked up another job with the Decca Record Company. Wanting the blues, they give you a small sum of money, but yet paid expense. And after the period of time, I returned back to Augusta, Georgia, where they had moved the machine, where they made a gang of blues there in the summer, in June of 1936. And after the period of time, I haven't made any more records, but I have lots to be released. And at the meantime, my different managers that I worked under started under Mr. Ralph S. Peer of 1619 Broadway of New York. After the period of time, I worked under W.R. Calloway, Mr. A.E. Savage of 1776 Broadway of New York. After the period of time, I worked under Mr. Dave Capp of 666 Lakeshore Drive in New York, in Chicago, Illinois.
Well, tell me more about your blindness. Who ran this school down at Macon?
Well, it was run by the state of Georgia. The principal was Professor L.H. Williams in that days and time that I was there.
And how long did you stay in that school?
From 1922 up until 1925, when I returned to New York and went to a little independent blind school out there. From there, I went to a friend of mine to Michigan and studied over there as I was learning to read the Braille. And in the meantime, I returned back to Georgia on my travel. I followed shows, different shows around, medicine shows, carnivals, and all different types of little funny shows after a period of record making.
Well, what do you know about Blind Willie Johnson?
Blind Willie Johnson was a personal pal of mine. He and I played together over many different cities, parts of the states, and different parts of the country, from Maine to the Mobile Bay. But I returned, departed from him in Union, Missouri. He and I met up again in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Well, now, what do you consider his best music?
Well, sacred music. He has a heavy voice, more sound like a preacher.
And does he play the guitar with his sacred music?
Sure, he plays the guitar with the sacred music with the steel ring.
And you think Blind Willie Johnson is dead, do you?
I think Blind Willie Johnson is dead, according to a letter I got from his wife. But he was a very good friend of mine, and he was a notable singer in his type of singing.
Did he play a 12-string guitar?
Only a 6-string guitar.
Was he a good guitar picker?
Excellent, good.
W is for Willie McTell. Blind Willie McTell. Born 1898 in Thompson, Georgia, near Augusta, and raised near Statesboro. He recorded dozens of sides throughout the 30s, and from the beginning of his recording career, he used a 12-string acoustic guitar in the studio almost exclusively. His nimble, elegant slide and finger-picking style made it sound as if more than one guitar was being played at any given moment. Here is Blind Willie McTell on just one guitar with Statesboro Blues.
Wake up, mama, turn your lamp down low. Wake up, mama, turn your lamp down low. Have you got the nerve to drive Papa McTell from your door? My mother, daddy left me reckless. My daddy left me wild. Mother, daddy left me reckless. Daddy left me wild. No, I'm not good looking, but I'm some sweet woman's angel child. She's a mighty mean woman. Do me this away. She's a mighty mean woman. Do me this away. When I leave this town, pretty Mom, I'm gonna wait to stay. Why to love the woman better than anyone I'd ever seen? I once loved a woman better than I'd ever seen. Treating me like I was a king and she was a doggone queen. Sister, tell your brother, brother, tell your auntie, now auntie, tell your uncle, uncle, tell my cousin, now cousin, tell my friend. Going up the country, mama, don't you wanna go? May take me a fair bride, may take one or two more. Big 80 left Savannah, Lonnie did not stop. You oughta saw that color farming when he got them ball of hot. You can reach over in the corner, mama, and hand me my traveling shoes. You know by that I've got them stays for blue. Mama, sister got them, auntie got them, brother got them, friend got them, I got them. I woke up this morning, we had them stays for blue. I looked over in the corner, grandma and grandpa had them too.
Well, want somebody to tell me, answer if you can. Want somebody to tell me, said whatever, sure I'm a man. I'm going to ask the question, please answer if you can. Is there anybody children can tell me, said whatever, sure I'm a man. Well, what somebody tell me, answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me, tell what is soul of a man. I traveled different countries, I've traveled in forest land. I found nobody could tell me, tell what about the soul of a man. When I want somebody, tell me, answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me, tell what is the soul of a man.
W is for Willie. Willie Johnson, Blind Willie Johnson, born 1897, died 1945. He was often found preaching and singing in the streets of various cities throughout Texas, and that was during the 20s and 30s. He made 30 commercial recording studio record sides in 5 separate sessions for Columbia Records, and that was between 1927 and 1930. Dark Was the Night was also included on the Voyager Golden Record, copies of which were mounted on both Voyager Project unmanned space probes. Carl Sagan, who was involved with the selection of the contents of the record, chose the song as he believed it properly encapsulated the essence of loneliness that mankind often faces.
Oh.
W is for Willie, Willie May, Willie May Thornton, better known as Big Mama Thornton, born 1926, passed on in 1984. She was an American rhythm and blues singer and songwriter. She was the first to record the Lieber and Stoller song Hound Dog, and that was back in 1952. The song became her biggest hit. It spent 7 weeks at number one on the Billboard R&B charts back in 1953, and it sold almost 2 million copies.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, been snooping around my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, been snooping around my door. You can wag your tail, you no more. You told me you was high class, but I can see through that. Yes, you told me you was high class, but I can see through that. And daddy, I know you ain't no real cool cat. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, been snooping around my door. Just old hound dog, quit snooping around my door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more. Oh, plenty of things more. Oh, listen to them old hound dog.
Us to the letter X. X is for the unknown. All those pre-war African-American musicians that enjoyed notoriety in the juke joints and maybe momentary fame as they recorded sides for the various race recording companies in the 20s and 30s. But by the time the 40s came around, many had disappeared into obscurity. X is also for X-rated, those mischievous hokum blues with their naughty double entendres, sexually suggestive, some subtle, most rather obvious. Here is Bo Carter to tell you all about his cigarette blues.
Come over here, sweet baby, 'cause I'm all alone. Haven't got nobody just to carry my smoking on. Won't you just draw my cigarette, smoke it there all night long? Just draw my cigarette, baby, until you make my good ashes come. I got to go up the country just to get my cigarette boiled. The women around this place gonna let my cigarette spoil. Won't you just smoke my cigarette, draw it there all night long? Just draw my cigarette, baby, until you make my good ashes come. Come over here, sweet baby, just to get my ashes whole. Lord, the women at the other place gonna let my ashes fall. Won't you just draw my cigarette, smoke it there all night long? Just draw my cigarette, baby, until you make my good ashes come. Here's one thing I want you to know. Before you leave from home, my cigarette ain't too big, and you know it ain't too long. Won't you just draw my cigarette, smoke it there all night long? Just draw my cigarette, baby, until you make my good ashes come.
Brings us to the letter Y. Y is for Yank. Yank Rochelle, master of the mandolin, although he also played the guitar, violin and harp. He was born in 1910 on a farm outside Brownsville, Tennessee, and passed on in 1997. I love the sound of the mandolin, and some of my favourite blues is Yank Rochelle with Sleepy Joe Estes. Anyway, this time around it is Yank Rochelle teaming up with the Tennessee Jug Busters with Stop Knocking on My Door.
I hear you knocking, baby, at my back door. Get away, me, I don't want you no more. But that's all right, mama. You know I don't want you no more. 'Cause you know you have quit me, you done throwed my clothes out door. You told me last night that everything was still. I told you, come on, let's play Jack and Jill. But that's all right, baby, don't want you no more. You know you treat me mean, babe, you done throw come your door. Go away from a woman who quit knocking on my door. But that's alright, woman, you got to reap what you sow. That's alright, baby, you don't want me no more. Go away from my woman and start knocking on my door. Well, alright, alright. I told you twice, I told you a thousand times, I don't want no woman with no partnership in mind. But that's all right, baby, I don't want you no more. You get away from my window and start knocking on my back door. You long me tall, you shake like a cannonball. But every time you're weak, you hear me holler, ooh, hot dog. But that's all right, woman, I don't want you. I'm away from my window, quit knocking on my door. Well, all right, all right. And I got to go, but I'm gonna tell you, don't come knocking on my door. But that's all right, woman, I don't want you no more. Cause you treat me a little round dirty, you gotta read that what you know.
Which brings me to the letter Z, or if you prefer, Z. It brings the opus of the ABC of the Blues to a conclusion. And it is Z, or Z, for Ziegler. John Lee Ziegler, born 1929 and died in 2008. He was a plumber for a living, but while playing in Georgia Juke joints most weekends, John Lee Ziegler developed a highly personal and rhythmic approach to guitar playing. He was left-handed and held the guitar upside down. Here is John Lee Ziegler with Who's Gonna Be Your Man? Thank you.
Yes, and try to grow them pills like a man.
Archives at essayblues.org in complete disarray. Excuse me while I shoot through and leave some serious filing duties down to David Stokel's PA. You have been subjected to Jerome Duvendan's saga of The ABC of the Blues. It was produced by David Stokel and recorded in the Bowen Studio, located in beautiful suburban Adelaide. Podcasts are made available for downloading at essayblues.org on the web and in the business of promoting roots and blues music since 1997 and podcasting a mature mix of rich roots and blues music since 2005. This is Jerome Duvendan speaking.